Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally put in something a little different, a joke, a story, a recording of something other than a regular commercial music, and I call those things wombats. I don't have any wombats planned tonight, but the night is young, so I might come up with something. I'm going to start right off with the Long Hot Summer theme by Jimmy Rogers. I'm recording this show in late August of 2020, and it's been a fairly hot summer here in southwest Virginia, southwest corner of Virginia. And I love the summer. I was born and spent part of my younger years in Tampa, Florida, and I love the hot weather. I can't say that I enjoy all of it, but anyway, this song catches a particular theme. Sometimes on hot days, you slow down and get lazy, and they're kind of long, hot summer days. And Jimmy Rogers catches the mood of that. Long Hot Summer theme by Jimmy Rogers. The Long Hot Summer by Jimmy Rogers. Sometimes there's an expression in our language that should have a word for it. And it's a Shakespearean quote. I think it goes, "Methinks she doth protest too much," or something like that. And what it means is, to me, that sometimes people become particularly defensive about something they know is true. And when they get that much denial going on, then there's a pretty indication that there's something that they're denying that is, in fact, so. So here's one coming from Tina Turner. What's love got to do with it? She's insisting that love isn't a part of the relationship she's in. And yet, again and again during the song, the words tell us that's probably not true. See what you think. Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do with It?
Of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
You just heard Tina Turner singing, What's Love Got to Do with It? We're going back to the 50s now. This is G by the Crows. I often remark when I play 50s songs that to me it seemed it was a much simpler time. Life wasn't so complicated. It may have been the fact that I was a teenager, so what did I know? Maybe the world was just as messy and complicated as it is now. But in any case, the music to me seemed cleaner, simpler, more straightforward. Here is a kind of classic doo-wop, G by the Crows, and it was all the rage when it first came out.
I love that. girl.
Love that girl.
Oh, 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 please. Listen to me. Hey, 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 my plea. Why love that girl?
Love that girl.
Hold me, baby, squeeze me. Never let me go. I'm not taking chances because I love her, love her so, oh, 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 gee. Yes, I love her. Yes, I need her. Oh, I love that girl.
Love that girl.
Cause I love her, love her so.
My, oh, gee. Well, oh, gee. My, oh, gee. Oh, I love that girl.
Love that girl.
Oh, 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 please. Listen to me. Hear my plea. Oh, I love that girl.
Love that girl.
That was G by the Crows. Next up is a song has kind of a gospel feel to it. It's a beautiful harmony. Robin and Linda Williams. I saw them perform live a few times. I think they were performing artists on a weekend I was on. And I remember them just being a really delightful couple and with beautiful music. I love the music, the instruments in this. It has kind of an eerie feel to it. And I especially like the meaning in the song. It's perhaps for someone who you love, who has gone away and you may never see again. Or perhaps it's just a brief parting. But in any case, there's a strong, poignant feeling of a deep caring. I'll remember you, love, in my prayers.
I remember you love in my prayers.
Bears by Robin and Linda Williams. Well, we live in a rather chaotic time, especially politically. And I dare not express an opinion one way or the other on politics, but it's just a crazy world. And it seems to me that we're more polarized now than I can ever remember us being. Things that seem utterly obvious to me, I have friends who feel exactly the opposite. And I hear people publicly denying something that they are this or they aren't that, when I can see that that's just not true. At least it's so it seems to me. So it's a crazy world. And here's a song by Waylon Jennings and the Waymore Blues Band. It's "The World's Gone Crazy Cotillion." And I just think it catches the mood of these strange times we're living through right now. It's "The World's Gone Crazy Cotillion."
Wonderful.
It's "The World's Gone Crazy Cotillion." The ladies are dancing alone. The side men all wanna be front men, and the front men all wanna go home.
Johnny, come latelys are coming in early. The early bird's showing up late. The straight men all wanna be funny. Oh, the funny men all wanna get straight.
And villains have turned into heroes. Have turned into heroes. The villains all want to be lovers, and the lovers all want to be tears. It's "The World's Gone Crazy Cotillion." The ladies are dancing alone. Side men all want to be front men, and the front men all wanna go home. Preachers on TV begging for money, selling the sweet by and by. Everybody wants to see heaven, but nobody's willing to die.
The meek ain't inherited nothing. Leaders are falling behind. So I'm singing my songs to the death men, and I'm dancing my dance to the blind.
It's "The World's Gone Crazy Cotillion." Ladies are dancing alone. Side men all wanna be. The front men all wanna go home.
And the world's gone crazy.
The world's gone crazy.
And the ladies are dancing.
The ladies are dancing.
And the side men.
The side men all wanna be front men.
And the front men.
And the front men all wanna go home.
We'll go home.
Thank you.
It's The World's Gone Crazy Cotillion by Waylon Jennings and the Waymore Blues Band. I think the audience liked that song. Well, next up is Simon and Garfunkel with El Condor Pasa. A big change in mood here. This song is mystical, eerie. Simon and Garfunkel did a lot of that. They would bring in a song from some foreign culture and sort of transport us there. This one has the strange flutes of Peru. And just say El Condor Pasa, you can sort of imagine a giant bird slowly floating over as this strange music plays. El Condor Pasa by Simon and Garfunkel. You just heard El Condor Pasa by Simon and Garfunkel. Well, next up is Natalie Merchant. Natalie Merchant sings a lot of folk music, but she always adds her own particular arrangement and twist to it. This song is Soldier, Soldier, and it was sung during the 60s a lot by various folk groups. Soldier, Soldier, Will You Marry Me? And last week we played The Roving Kind. And The Roving Kind, the woman is the deceiver and the one who sort of tricks the person. Usually it's the man. Men are more deceptive, or so we would be led to believe. So in this one, this is the more traditional version of things. The young woman is asking the soldier, will you marry me? And he says things like, how can I marry you? I've got no shoes. And she's off, she goes and gets some shoes, you know. And he just sort of takes her for all he's worth, all she's worth. And in the end, well, you'll see what happens. So, Soldier, Soldier by Natalie Merchant. Mm-hmm. That was Soldier, Soldier by Natalie Merchant. Sometimes you hear a song and later you'll remember the first time you ever heard it and how it got you. This is true for me with this song. This is Red, Red Wine by UB40. I was visiting people in Toronto, Canada. I was in the living room alone, and my host had put on some music. And I was just sitting there listening, and all of a sudden this song came on and just caught me. The harmonies were so different and so rich, and the whole thing was just such a strong experience. Red, Red Wine. And I love this song. I play it often, often as I play any song. But I don't like to promote drinking. Drinking can be a problem, and especially to excess. And yet this song, it's kind of hard to fight it. This song is saying sometimes that's what happens and sometimes it feels good. So this is Red Red Wine by UB40. Red, Red Wine by UB40. You're listening to Wombats in Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats in Music Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1, from WEHC in Emory and Henry College. And you can reach us on the web at wehcfm.com. EHC is Emory Henry College, wehcfm.com, and can hear us anywhere in the world. And you can hear all the other wonderful programs on WDHC. Wombats and Music is my chance to play for you songs I love and stick in some oddball things. And some of the songs I love are odd enough in themselves to qualify as wombats. But usually wombats are something really stranger than that, stranger than just an odd song. And tonight, there are no real wombats. But We do have another song coming up that is not a wombat, but certainly a great song. This has Got a Hold on Me by Christine McVie. One of the things I like about this song is just a beautiful arrangement, great voice, everything goes well. But Christine McVie was with the Fleetwood Mac group for years before Stevie Nicks joined them. And in fact, Stevie Nicks wasn't even supposed to join the band. They were hiring her boyfriend, and he said he wouldn't join the band unless they brought her with him. Well, she became their lead singer and just kind of really stole the band. She became so good. She was such a great person at it. And Christine McVie, you forget that what a wonderful singer she was. She ended up singing mostly harmony for Stevie Nicks and occasional solos. But here she was doing a solo on her own. And I think this shows what real talent she had. And the fact that Stevie Nicks could kind of blow her off the stage says that Stevie Nicks must have been star power of a magnificent quality. Because here you'll hear someone who's really got things going well. Christine McVie singing Got a Hold on Me. Got a Hold on Me by Christine McVie. The next song is At 17 by Janice Ian. 17's a difficult age, and 17 is right in the middle of coming of age. This particular song is very reflective. You have to sort of listen closely to the words, see what's going on. It's about a young woman who's not being accepted in high school. She's sort of a social outcast. She doesn't feel she's pretty like the girls and the cliques. She's having various issues, and you can sort of identify with her and see where she is. And yet, there is the feeling in my mind that somehow she's going to emerge from her ugly duckling stage into something like a very beautiful swan. I'm reading between the lines. In any case, it's poignant and reaches out and touches me. This is Janice Ian with At 17.
I learned the truth at 17, that love was meant for beauty queens and high school girls with clear-skinned smiles who married young and then retired. The Valentines I never knew, the Friday night charades of youth were spent on one more beautiful. At 17 I learned the truth. And those of us with ravaged faces, lacking in the social graces, desperately remained at home, inventing lovers on the phone, who called to say, come dance with me, and murmured vague obscenities. It isn't all it seems. It's 17. A brown-eyed girl in hand-me-downs, whose name I never could pronounce, said, pity please the ones who serve, they only get what they deserve. The rich relation'd hometown queen marries into what she needs with a guarantee of company and haven for the elderly. Remember those who win the game, lose the love they sought to gain in Devonshires of quiet. Integrity. The small town eyes will gape at you in dull surprise when payment due exceeds accounts received. It's 17. Ourselves, it's solitaire, inventing lovers
ugly girls like me at 17.
At 17 by Janice Ian. There are so many phases of life. We just left the coming of age phase of at 17, and now we're moving later in life to Broken Hearts and Phil Collins singing One More Night. Apparently he's had a girlfriend or some sort of relationship, and it's ended or seems to be ended, and he wishes there was just one more night together. I've had that feeling. You don't want to accept that it's over. You want there to be more, and maybe there will be more, and maybe it'll go on for a long time if you can just get one more night.
I'm
That was Phil Collins singing One More Night. Sometimes I wonder what makes a song ring its bell for me. Is it the story? Is it the arrangement? Is it the singer's voice? Whatever. And sometimes it's everything. And this one, I like the music and I like the voice, but the story reaches me more than anything else. This is Darcy Farrow, sung by John Denver. That was Darcy Farrow, sung by John Denver. The last song on the show today is Gospel. Ezekiel saw the wheel, And I've sung this with groups. It's a lot of fun. Ezekiel Saw the Wheel by the Dixie Hummingbirds.
Ezekiel saw the wheel.
He saw that wheel.
Where in the middle of the air?
Ezekiel saw the wheel.
He saw that wheel.
In the middle of the air.
Ezekiel saw the wheel.
He saw that wheel.
Where in the middle of the air?
Ezekiel saw the wheel.
In the middle of the air.
One of these mornings about 5 o'clock,
don't you know,
in the middle of the air,
don't go well, is it so well, go reeling the rock, you know,
in the middle of the air,
Ezekiel
saw the wheel,
he saw that wheel,
where in the middle of the air,
Ezekiel saw the wheel,
in the middle of the air.
I've told you once and I've told you twice.
Don't you know,
in the middle of the air,
tell all of them sounds going to hell for rolling in dice, you know.
In the middle of the air,
Ezekiel
saw the wheel.
He saw that wheel.
Well, in the middle of the air,
Ezekiel saw the wheel.
In the middle of the air.
Oh, when I get up on the mountain top,
don't you know,
in the middle of the air,
I'm going to make my way and go flip it in the flop, you know.
In the middle of the air,
Ezekiel
saw the wheel.
He saw that wheel.
Where in the middle of the air,
Ezekiel saw the wheel.
Oh, in the middle of the air.
Ezekiel Saw the Wheel by the Dixie Hummingbirds. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from radio station WEHC at Emory and Henry College. And now, to end the show, please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.